Well, we've just got back from the front line, back to our house to find all the power off. Now, that's not a big inconvenience. It's the sort of thing you expect in a war zone like this. But instantly, it raises the possibility of a security concern. If the power's off, is it possible that the big power station below in the valley, Shakshuk, which has been held by the opposition for well over a month, has been retaken by Gaddafi forces? But in the end, it turns out that's not the case. There's no big worry. It's just a local problem, an overload in the houses around here, quite possibly, I think, caused by our television equipment. Life here is difficult, but perhaps not as hard as it was when we first arrived here back in May. Then we had to bring everything with us. There was no food or fuel available. Even now, there are no restaurants or very few shops that are open. And back in May, we brought everything that we ate and all the fuel that we'd need to drive around. Now, you'll find that there's a bakery open. Occasionally, there is some meat available. Most days, you can find some fruit and vegetables. That's not to say life here isn't difficult. We come here voluntarily. Most others have no choice. The men are here, most of them staying to fight. Many of the women and children, though, have fled, leaving this place behind and spending a very hard life across the border in Tunisia, in tents, in windswept refugee camps. And in other parts of the Nafusa Mountains, things are still very difficult. Places like Yefren, where Gaddafi troops based themselves for some 6 weeks, causing a great deal of damage. That's a place still with no water and no power.